Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. This is Abdul Nasser Jengda, and you're listening to the Qalam Podcast. Allah tells the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the stories of the prophets are a source of great strength and comfort for the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore, it's important for all of us to learn and reflect on these stories and derive the lessons, the strength, and spirituality from the stories of these great and noble prophets that Allah has given to us in the Quran. Therefore, I'm very pleased to share with you the series that I delivered in the Qalam Masjid, on the Qalam campus, all throughout the month of Ramadan 2024, corresponding to 1445 after Hijrah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this a means of benefit for all of us. Please enjoy the series.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Salatu wassalam ala Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina wa Mawlana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Allahumma inna nas'aluka hubbak wa hubba man yuhibbuk wa hubba amalin yuqarribuna ila hubbak ya arhamar rahimin. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our sins. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who love the kitab of Allah, who love the sunnah of his rasul. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those people who act upon what it is that we listen to. In these beautiful nights as we stand with the lights dimmed, listening to the recitation, we could only imagine what the nur was like when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself would stand and the Sahaba would stand around him and the dark lit Masjid to Nabi and what that would have been like. Just a taste of those special spiritual moments that our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left for us to emulate. This evening, I want to share with you a portion of the life of Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. This series, after 8 rak'ah, is about connecting to the Anbiya, prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and taking lessons from their lives as they are portrayed in the Quran. And throughout the Quran, the stories come over and over again, but from different perspectives. And the reason they come in different perspectives is because there's different aspects of those stories for us to reflect upon. Now, what's really interesting is sometimes it's not the main character where the lesson lies. Sometimes it's not the main character that the lesson lies. Throughout the Quran, there are these individuals who aren't main characters, so to speak, not main characters. But the lessons that they teach us are profound. They're beautiful, striking lessons. And one of which that we'll discuss today in Surah Al-Qasas, the 7th verse is where it begins. It's the story of the mother of Moses. The mother of Moses and her, what she dealt with, the ordeal that she dealt with as Pharaoh, the tyrant of his time, had gone beyond the bounds of anything. He was killing ruthlessly. The Quran tells us in this about this, وَنُرِيدُ أَن نَمُنَّ عَلَى الَّذِينَ اسْتُضْعِفُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَنَجْعَلَهُمْ أَئِمَّةً وَنَجْعَلَهُمُ الْوَارِثِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that once Pharaoh had gone beyond the limits and he was slaughtering their boys and leaving their girls alive, the reason he was doing this was he had heard in the prophecies of Bani Israel that a prophet was going to come from amongst them, from amongst Bani Israel, a male, a boy child would come, and that boy child would take away his kingdom from him. So he was doing everything he could, everything in his power to stop that, his power from leaving him. And normally when they're losing power, they let out all of their energy. They do everything they can because they know it's the last shot. They know that's it. It's over after that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the scholars, they said that this is a sign. This is a sign that a tyrant is going to fall. When they go beyond all limits of humanity, then you already know that it's over. Game over. It's over right there. This verse tells us that وَنُرِيدُ أَن نَمُنَّ, and we wanted to bless those who had been oppressed in the land, and we wanted to make them the inheritors. Who? The ones who had been oppressed. وَنُمَكِّنَ لَهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ, and we wanted to put them in a position of authority. We wanted to put those who had been once lowly, downtrodden, oppressed, we wanted to put them. وَنُرِيَ فِرْعَوْنَ وَهَامَانَ وَجُنُودَهُمْ, we wanted to show them the very thing that they were afraid of. They were afraid of the time when Bani Israel, They were afraid of the time when Bani Israel would become strong again. When the people of Philistine, when the Bani Israel would become strong again. They were scared of that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, no, it was time for me to show you that when it's time for them to become strong again, I will make them strong again. But first there must be a test. There must be a little trial. There must be some difficulty. So now let's look at the story of the mother of Moses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّ مُوسَىٰ أَنْ أَرْضِعِ. And we inspired the mother of Moses that she should suckle the boy. So she was carrying the child and she was able to keep the pregnancy quiet as they were trying to monitor all the children being born amongst the Bani Israel. So she kept the baby quiet and she had the child. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِذَا خِفْتِ عَلَيْهِ فَأَلْقِيهِ فِي الْيَمِّ. When you get scared, you're going to have to do something that seems to go against anything plausible, anything that a rightly minded person would do. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when you get scared, I want you to place him in this basket. It's a story we all know, but the stories don't change, but our lives change, and thereby the stories hit us differently. So she says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells her, put the boy into a basket. Put him into a basket and place that basket in the river. فَأَلْقِيهِ فِي الْيَمِّ. But here's the thing, وَلَا تَخَافِي. Allah says to her, but do not be afraid. Don't fear, have trust in Allah. Her story is a story about trust despite the odds. How many of us feel that despite the odds, how hard is it right now to be hopeful? She was placing her boy into a basket on the Nile River, as rapid as it may be. وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُوَ. One of the scholars says that you don't know what God uses as his armies. The waves are in the control of Allah. Those very same waves that would one day crash down on Pharaoh's head were the waves that were gentle with the basket. وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُوَ. No one knows what the army of his Lord is. فَأَلْقِيهِ فِي الْيَمْ وَلَا تَخَافِي وَلَا تَحْزَنِي. Do not be afraid and do not have any worry or an anxiety. And Allah says, إِنَّا رَادُّهُ إِلَيْكَ. Allah says, we will surely bring him back to you. وَجَعِلُهُ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. And we will make him amongst the messengers. What happened? Ibn Kathir then tells us, this basket went down the Nile somewhat and got stuck by branch. And it got stuck right in front of the place where Pharaoh, Asya, and the Ali Fir'aun were outside of their castles. Asya is another important person, radiallahu anha alayhi salam, in this story. She sees this basket that is against the shore, held by a branch. And what is this? She's not sure. She goes over to it and she opens it. And Asya did not have any boys. One narration says she had a girl, but others say she had no children. And when she opened this, she saw this most beautiful boy. And the narrations tell us that وَأَلْقَيْتُ عَلَيْكَ مَحَبَّةً مِنِّي. The Quran says that whoever saw Moses as a baby fell in love with him. He was gorgeous as a baby. So when she opened it and she saw this beautiful baby, the light coming from him, her heart melted right away. And she said, this is my boy. Finders keepers. Losers weepers. This is my boy. And I got Pharaoh to back me up. He's mine. فَالْتَقَتَهُ آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ لِيَكُونَ لَهُمْ عَدُوًا وَحَزَنًا. Pharaoh's family, Asya, picked up this boy, not knowing that this boy would become their enemy and the source of their regret. وَقَالَتْ إِمْرَأَةُ فِرْعَوْنَ. The Quran teaches us, watch what you say. Words are powerful in our deen. You may say something and not realize how heavy it is, and it actually affects you in life. She says, she picks up this child. وَقَالَتْ إِمْرَأَةُ فِرْعَوْنَ قُرَّةَ عَيْنِي وَلَكَ. She says, this child will become the beauty of my eye, the coolness of my eyes, and yours. She says to Pharaoh. Ibn Kathir says, he said, لَكِي لَيْسَ لِي. He said, he'll be the coolness of your eyes, not mine. Ibn Kathir says, Only if he had said, maybe this boy will be the coolness of my eyes, maybe Pharaoh would have got Hidayah through Moses. Watch what you say. Speak good. وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا. She says, don't kill this boy. Don't kill this. عَسَىٰ أَنْ يَنْفَعَنَا أَوْ نَتَّخِذَهُ. Maybe he'll bring us some benefits and I'll make him my child. And Allah says, وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. But on the other side, if you watch, this boy is being picked up and carried into this palace. And it's ironic because he has to grow up in the palace because he's going to fight against nobility very soon. So he needs the courage of a prince, not the courage of a pauper. He needs to grow up sitting at the table so that when he puts his foot down and says, you're not God, he's speaking with basira, insight, courage. He wasn't speaking with a slave mind like Bani Israel. He was speaking with a master's mind because he grew up in the house of Pharaoh. What happens? وَأَصْبَحَ فُؤَادُ أُمِّ مُوسَى فَارِغًا. On the other side of town, up the river a little bit, the heart of his mother is just going crazy. Where's my boy? Where's my boy? I don't even know what happened to him. Where is he at? What's going on? She sends her daughter. In she was about to reveal the secret. They found out that a boy had been found by Pharaoh. Word spread quick. They found out, she knows, this is my son. He's safe, but now he's in the jaws of the lion. He's in the house, the belly of the beast. But you don't realize it's from the belly of the beast you can cause the most change. Quran is speaking, y'all. Always to us. She almost revealed it. This was my boy, but Allah says, we rabatana ala qalbiha. We kept her heart firm. So what did she do? She said to her daughter, the sister of Moses, qussihi, go look after him. See where he is. The story goes forward. She found him in the house of Pharaoh. What happens next is Moses is not suckling. He's not taking milk from anyone. So now Asiya is worried. How am I going to feed this boy of mine? She comes into mother mode now. This is her child. What am I going to do? So they begin to call different people. Can anyone suckle this child? And one by one, Musa doesn't accept the milk from anyone until the sister of Moses goes, I think I know someone. Every child takes milk from her. Asiya says, bring the person right away. And lo and behold, who walks in to the very place she was trying to flee from and keep her child from? The mother of Moses walks into the castle. Can you imagine what she must have been thinking? How did I end up here? How did we get here? And lo and behold, she picks up Moses, this beautiful young baby, and he begins to drink. فَأَقْبَلَ. Begins to drink. Allahu Akbar. Whatever they said at that time. Everybody was happy. So Pharaoh, Asiya goes, well, you're going to have to move in here. You're going to have to live in the castle. Upgrade. Upgrade. Keeping up with the Joneses, that was a big upgrade. But the mother of Moses goes, nope, I can't. I have a husband and other children. I can't move into here. She was so eager for this child to be suckled by this woman. She goes, okay, well, take him back to your house and suckle him at your house. I'm going to send a whole bunch of stuff. I'll send food. I'll send clothes. I'll send the crib. I'll take care of everything. You work for me now, and I'll pay you for your work. This boy went from a basket to a golden cradle by being placed in a river and just being trusted, his mother just trusting. We never know Allah's plan. We never know Allah's plan. Our role is to trust the plan. Our role is to trust. When you feel God guiding you in life, trust the plan. Make dua, turn to Allah. Oh Allah, I feel you pushing me in this direction. I'm going to keep going in this direction. Beautiful. So the baby comes back. فَرَدَدَنَاهُ. Allah says, as to close this loop here. فَرَدَدَنَاهُ إِلَىٰ أُمِّهِ. We brought him back to his mother. كَيْ تَقَرَّ عَيْنُهَا. So that she could be contented in her heart. وَلَا تَحْزَنْ. وَلِتَعْلَمْ. And so that she may know, and we may know through this, أَنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقَّ. The وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقَّ. فلسطين سَنُحَرِّهُ. وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقَّ. وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقَّ. The promise of Allah is true. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. What's crazy, subhanAllah, as Hafiz Naeem was reciting, he recited, I'll end with this, he recited the story of Moses as an adult meeting Khidr. And Khidr was someone given deep insight into God's destiny. And Musa wanted to learn from him. But Khidr goes, bro, you can't roll with me. I'm gonna do stuff you can't even understand. But Moses is like, nah, I want ijazah. I want the ijazah. I wanna study with you. He goes, okay, come study. The first thing that Khidr does is they're on a ship and he breaks a plank in the ship, thereby thinking, you would think that the ship would sink. Moses goes, what are you doing? These people gave us a free ride. Why would you do this? Khidr's like, told you so. They continue forward. They stop at there's a boy. There's a boy playing. And it sounds a bit gruesome. Khidr walks over and kills the boy right there. Moses goes, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. What type of teacher is this? She just killed a little boy. I didn't sign up this. He says, I told you, you can't roll with me. He goes, oh, I forgot. Okay, let's go. Last but not least, they get to a wall that's falling. The city where the wall was at had refused to give them food. And they were hungry. But on the way out of the city, he sees the wall falling and he fixed the wall for free. Moses goes, we're hungry. You could have got paid for that. And what does he say? Khidr, hadha firaq bayni wa baynak. Up, class is over. Expelled. But now let me show you something. What's amazing about this book of Allah. The same way that they were on a ship and he thought it would drown, Moses was a baby in a basket they thought would drown. But it didn't drown. The same way that he killed the boy, Moses killed the man too later on. فَقَزَهُ مُوسَى فَقَضَى عَلَيْهِ. He killed him defending. Killed him for a right cause. He was trying to oppress someone. Mess with my people. He punched the man. Moses benching 315. 3-8. One hit, he was done. And the last but not least, Moses said, why'd you fix that wall? Khidr goes, why did you help the daughters of Shu'aib and didn't owe money for it? Quran is beautiful. May Allah give us the love of the book of Allah. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. Listen, there's a really critical dua request. Salman Khan, young man, in the late stages of cancers, and the doctors have ceased any intervention. So let's make dua for his family and him, and that they make, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this transition and this moment easy. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this moment, this transition easy. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be merciful with all us in him and his family. Ya Arhamar Rahim. Ya Allah, we do not know your plan. Ya Allah, we have your promise. Ya Allah, we ask you to give us hikmah in these difficult moments. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we ask you to give us and his family and what is best in this world. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us what is best in this world. Ya Arhamar Rahim. Ya Allah, give us what is best in this world. Ya Allah. We ask you to forgive all of us. Ya Arhamar Rahim. Ya Allah. We ask you to give us some these difficult moments. Ya Allah. We ask you to give us contentment, Ya Allah, when your decree comes, Ya Allah, ask you to make us of those who say, Itu billahi rabba wa bi islami deena wa bi muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam nabiyan wa rasoola. Ya Allah, we ask you, Allah, make it easy for Salman this moment, Ya Allah. Make it easy for Ya Arhamar Rahimin. Make it easy for Ya Arhamar Rahimin. Ya Allah, give his family patience ever in this difficult moment, Ya Arhamar Rahimin. Subhanabika rabbil izzati amma yasifu. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.